My name is Nijoni Begay, and I can see monsters. In fact, I'm looking at one right now. The monster is a pale man with thin blonde hair, slightly bulging eyes, and unusually red lips. He's tall and skinny, and he has on a black suit and tie. Monsters wear human skin more often than fairy tales would lead you to think. Scales and horns and claws are strictly for beginners. Trust me, I'm an expert on these things. This monster is sitting in the second row of the packed bleachers of my 7th grade co-ed basketball game, looking completely normal. Normal, except for the fact that he's wearing a suit, when everyone else is wearing a t-shirt that says, "Go Isotopes," or "Go Beavers," depending on which team they're rooting for. Normal, except there's a circle of empty space around him despite the gym being filled to capacity, like nobody wants to get close to him. Maybe they feel there's something creepy about him too, but they aren't sure what it is. I watch as a lady in a bright purple tracksuit moves in front of him, waving a red and black pom-pom dangerously near his face. Pretty sure if she keeps that up, she's a goner. Monsters don't take kindly to people invading their personal space. Okay, I made that up. I don't actually know how monsters feel about personal space, or whether they eat ladies in purple tracksuits, and I'm not so much an expert as much as a reluctant amateur. I mean, I've only been able to sense monsters for a few months. It started as a strange feeling while watching a lady massaging the avocados at the farmer's market, and there was the definite bad vibe from the old dude with the scaly feet and Jesus sandals at the Taco Bell. And just like in those instances, every instinct I have is shouting at me that this guy in the bleachers is not normal. The tiny hairs on the back of my neck rise. A chill, like the time my little brother Mac dumped a snowball down my shirt, shudders down my spine. Out of habit, I touch the turquoise pendant I have taped to my chest underneath my shirt. I'm not supposed to wear it during basketball games, but knowing it's there helps me feel brave. Nijoni. The way the school year has been going, trying to be brave has become almost a full-time thing. When I left my big public school and transferred to ICCS, short for Intertribal Community Charter School, and pronounced IX, I really thought things would change for me. And by change, I mean I'd have lots of friends and be popular. After all, every student at IX is Native American, just like me. But I've been at IX for 2 years now, and nothing is different. I'm still not popular, and I'm definitely not cool. I'm just Nijoni Begay. Coach! I whip my head around because of course I'm not listening. Hello, monster! And she is right there in my face. So close, in fact, that drops of spittle fly out of her mouth and hit my cheek every time she shouts my name. I surreptitiously wipe off the spit, trying not to look completely grossed out, even though it's pretty gross. Coach is no monster, but she has issues with personal space too. She's always in mine. She's also a little short for basketball, but no one would ever tell her that because she makes up for being height challenged by being really loud. Coach is Hopi, so it's not her fault she's so short. Besides, she's scary in other ways. I'm not worried she will eat my eyeballs for hors d'oeuvres or anything. Eyeball hors d'oeuvres are very popular with monsters. I read that somewhere, FYI. Coach snaps her fingers inches from my nose. Are you even listening? I nod. Total lie. Besides, it's timeout. Nobody listens during timeout. There's 5 seconds left in the game, she yells. Your focus should be on me, she points at herself with two fingers, and your teammates. She gestures at the group of 7th grade boys and girls now huddling around me. We need you to pay attention. Sure thing, coach, I chirp obediently. But honestly, all I can think about now are eyeballs stacked like meatballs on a toothpick for easy snacking. Coach is talking again. Okay, Davery is going to pass the ball in. Who wants to take the last shot? I'll do it, I say, raising my hand. The rest of my team groans in disbelief. Put your hand down, Nijoni, Coach snaps. You're standing right beside me. Oh, right, I lower it. But I can take the last shot. Coach looks at me. The whole team looks at me. I stand a little straighter to seem extra tall. I, in fact, am not height challenged. I have a good inch and a half on Coach. I'll take the last shot, I repeat, firmly.